Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's an interesting correlation. As the days get longer, tempers at the Capitol get shorter, but it's understandable. Legislators have been hard at work since the dark days of January, and with roughly 4 weeks left, nerves are beginning to fray. If you're a Republican, you're feeling pretty good. Their agenda has fared well, and the governor is likely to sign nearly all of their bills. If you're a Democrat, it's been a tough 3 months. While plenty of Democrat-sponsored bills will pass, they are all likely to be bills of little consequence. Any with real substance that would reflect the party's ideology or political philosophy died long ago. The Republicans are in firm control, and the bills that pass will reflect their political philosophy. As President Obama once said, elections have consequences, and those consequences are playing out every day in the halls of the Montana Capitol. This week, the focus was on Montana's $12 billion budget. Seems like a large number till you remember that many cities in the United States have budgets far larger than our state budget. The big thing about the budget is that it's a reflection of the party in control. The party's values, goals, and objectives are all wrapped up in the bottom line. And although it's a reflection, it's not a perfect reflection. There are still plenty of Republicans who feel we're spending far too much money, especially when it comes to COVID relief dollars. Another front burner issue deals with sexual orientation and gender identity. For the most part, the issue breaks down along party lines, with Republicans opposed to the LGBT agenda and Democrats joined by a few liberal Republicans in support. That issue is quickly coming to a head as three bills dealing with LGBT issues are on the verge of passing. House Bill 112 would ban biological boys from competing in women's sports. House Bill 427 would ban irreversible surgeries from being performed on minors suffering from gender dysphoria. And Senate Bill 280 would reverse a Bullock-era administrative rule that replaced the word sex on birth certificates with the word gender, which has no definition, and allows people to change the gender on their birth certificate by simply saying they are a new gender without actually having gone through any physical changes whatsoever. They are also trying to say that Senate Bill 215, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, is somehow anti-LGBT when it's clearly not. Yesterday, the left upped the ante when they released a letter signed by 250 companies that oppose these bills. Many of the companies don't even have a presence in Montana, and when we realize Montana has over 35,000 businesses, 250 is an immeasurable drop in the bucket. We're also beginning to see a backlash against tech companies like Google and Amazon, who threaten states economically if they refuse to toe a politically correct line. Montanans remember all too well the days of the Copper Kings, when state policy was dictated by large, powerful corporations, and we're not about to let that happen again. If you believe in protecting women's sports from biological males and protecting kids from unscrupulous doctors who would perform irreversible procedures that render them sterile, then it's time to speak up. We have a saying in our family, the world is run by those who show up. Please call the Republican members of the state Senate and ask them to vote yes to protect women's sports and protect kids from unscrupulous doctors. The number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Your phone message will be transcribed and placed on the legislators' desks. Please call today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.